Florida is synonymous with oranges. The official state beverage is orange juice, the state flower an orange blossom, and the official fruit is, of course, an orange. The citrus industry is worth an estimated $9 billion to the Florida economy. Faced with new agricultural diseases and rising land values, the state's signature industry is feeling the squeeze. Russell Lewis of member station WGCU reports from Fort Myers.
It's a warm, breezy day, and Mike Presley, in his dusty boots, crosses through his 160-acre field to an island of tangerine trees. Presley stretches up and plucks a fruit off a tall tree about 14 feet high.
And the sunburst tangerines have a beautiful color, great tasting piece of fruit.
Presley pulls a small pocket knife out of his faded blue jeans.
I'll go ahead and cut this open and see how juicy it still is.
Presley is proud of his fruit, but there's not much left to be proud of. There used to be 9,000 fruit trees on this plot of land between Fort Myers and Lake Okeechobee. Now there are just a few rows. Late last year, his groves became infected with canker, a bacterial disease that attacks citrus. He had to destroy virtually all his beloved trees.
It's really a heartbreaker. It's like losing part of your family.
Canker has plagued the Florida citrus industry since 1995. The disease scars the fruit and makes it fall off the tree early. Canker gets worse every time a hurricane blows over because the high winds and rain spread the disease. After 2 years of devastating storms, the federal government says eradication of canker is now impossible. And there's a new threat, greening, which is spread by a moth-like insect. Unlike canker, it kills the tree. University of Florida citrus expert Pete Timmer says greening has the potential to destroy the industry and growers.
They're afraid of it, and certainly it warrants a lot of concern.
Worldwide, greening has killed more than 60 million trees. Florida's citrus industry has endured tough times before. Deep freezes in the 1980s, canker in the 90s, and increased competition from Brazil. Now, with canker, greening, hurricanes, and urban growth, citrus experts are starting to raise the warning flag. Ron Hamill is with the Gulf Citrus Growers Association.
To say the least, we're probably facing the most threat to our industry that we've ever experienced in the history of the industry.
These threats are already too much for some growers. Miller Kouse had 240 acres of groves until 6 months ago. That's when canker wiped it all out. He's seen land values quadruple around him. Now he's selling off a big chunk of his land for $20,000 an acre.
You know, it's an economic decision, but it's a tough decision. Some of this land's been in the family for 60, 70 years, so it is part of the family at that point.
Ron Hamill of Gulf Citrus Growers says Kouse, like many other of the state's 10,000 growers, find themselves facing tough decisions.
The majority of growers would like to stay in the citrus industry. The question is how. That's where we are now as an industry, trying to look at how we can do that.
Things like growing citrus in greenhouses and finding more efficient ways to farm. Hamill is encouraged by some recent news. After several years of declines, orange prices have finally started to go up. If growers can hang on, he says, the citrus industry can shake off this sour taste. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in Fort Myers, Florida.